WATAP. KETFM. Am I making it in? Oh, yeah, you're making it. Are you driving into work? Yep. Rajo. Yep. And I go in Monday, and then I'm off till, I don't know, 7 or 8 days or whatever. Yeah, I'm finishing up the last of some things, and I'll be off for the next 2 weeks, and I'll go back till the 6th, so that's kind of nice. They're making us do a mandatory shutdown, so kind of nice, actually. Yeah, I don't know how much snow we're supposed to get today, only a couple inches, I think. I haven't checked. But the salt trucks, I'm actually impressed. The salt trucks are out at like 1:30 in the morning. Wow, they've never been proactive like that. Yeah, they should have been out a lot earlier, though. I left hockey at 8:15 in Detroit. It was slick. I could only drive 30 miles an hour all the way back to the house because it was sliding all over the road, and yeah, they should have been out a little bit earlier. But yeah, I drove. I'm in Farmington now, and yeah, roads are fine, no issues. I hope we get enough snow that I can take the boys sledding over at John R. Hill. They've been bugging me about that, so hopefully we get a little bit more, but not looking like it.
Too bad they don't have like Pine Knob open for sledding. They have like a sled hill. Although I did slide down Pine Knob Hill on a lunch tray once, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, for the local area, John R. Hill is actually really nice behind the Madison Heights fire station there. That's a big hill. I mean, that's perfect for the kids. I mean, I'll be honest. I like sledding down it. It's fun.
Yeah, I used to like the little plastic mats that roll up. I used to like those. My friends would always get the flying saucers. Those things were like no control. You just like randomly spin and go off course. But I like the little plastic sleds and the roll-up plastic ones the best. The ones with the old ones from the 60s with the steel runners, those are just plain dangerous, man. Those are horrible.
Yeah, those, the one you're talking about, I always thought they should make, like, a one-piece, like, coverall suit made out of that material. But then you could just throw yourself right down the hill. that would be the best solution.
One of my snowmobile suits was really slippery. I used to do that, but there's a big drainage ditch behind Dixon over 15 and a half and Ryan. It goes from like Ryan all the way to Mound. It actually goes farther than that, but anywho, also too, there was a really nice hill somewhere by Bloomer State Park. You'd get into it from like 22 and Ryan, or 22 and Ryan, there's that park, not Riverbend, but it's across the street, like by the hayloft. You walk back there and there's like a big hill. But I think it was part of Bloomer.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I thought that was the Holland Pond. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, we'll see. But it's still snowing out here in Farmington, actually. As soon as I got past Telegraph, it started snowing. So it just doesn't look like it's sticking. So you heading up up north at all, or are you hanging around here this weekend?
WABAB. I was up last weekend, so I'm going to stick around this weekend, but I'll be going up after Christmas. I don't know if we'll be having any snow up there, but if not, I can still take the side-by-side out. Just put our helmets on and put our snowmobile attire on. I can go out on a side-by-side.
Yeah, I want to come up there when you're running the snowmobile. So I want to go for a ride on the 777. I want to see how that thing does.
Granted, it starts up. I haven't ridden it in like 3 years, but I did start it up last year. The 2-up one is the one I use all the time. That thing just starts up, you know, instantly, no matter what. But yeah, I would like to fire up the 700. Yeah, it's fast. It's really fast. Studded tracks really help. Otherwise, we just wildly spin. But yeah, it moves.
You should get it running and sell it to me. That would be cool. Yeah, I'm gonna probably after Christmas, and we're gonna probably next weekend. We're going to go up to the cabin because we want to go sledding. I don't know if you've ever seen or heard of Hanson Hills there by Grayling. They have the ski lift that pulls the tubes up the hill for you, and you go sliding down that, and that's pretty fun. So we're gonna go up next weekend and try to do that.
Roger. Yeah, I've heard of that, though. There used to be quite a bit of them in St. Helen, but they blocked them all off. They put big logs in front of them, and like Preacher Hill, and what's the other one? There's another one, too. I forget which. But, yeah, there are two or three really good hills. Well, the one hill, I used to call it Heart Attack Hill, but it's Stump Hill. Yeah, so Stump Hill and Preacher Hill were really good right by the cottage. But like I said, they blocked them off. As for the 700, it doesn't need anything. It just needs to put gas in it and a battery. It'll start right up. I mean, I did change the plugs a couple of years ago. And, no, it's, like, brand new. You've got to put gas in it and the battery. It'll start right up.
Yeah, that's, the machine looks unhappy, though, man. That machine is not meant to just keep sitting there nice and clean. You got to get that thing. No. That thing just...
It looks bad. Yeah, and the cool thing is it's the old-fashioned, I shouldn't say old-fashioned, but the way snowmobiles used to look, like, back in the early 2000s, before they went to that weird look with the open, like, lattice frame for the back, and, yeah, I don't know, snowmobiles just look really weird to me nowadays, but, yeah, it's sitting under a cover. Got a brand new cover for it and everything. But I used to ride that when my dad used to ride the other one. So since he passed, I haven't really ridden it, only maybe a couple times.
Yeah, the boys have never been on a snowmobile. I trust you, so.
The end of your rope, or you're sitting in a dead spot because your signal is like 80% gone. So I don't know if you're sitting still, if you're in a parking lot or something, just move about 5 feet in either direction.
Yeah, I just pulled into where I'm going, so I'll let you get going, and we'll talk to you later. All right, give me anybody. Yes, sir. Clear.
Yeah, it's a contest now. Before you go, it's a contest to see who gets that M1KE DMR digital microphone hotspot thing. Anyhow, all right, catch you later, WADAP.
Very wet.
Very good. I have to head towards St. Clair's doors. I got an eye appointment, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be catching up with my service because I left the house late. But the other part is I'm going to blame the road.
UFO in Beach TV.
Is that a ghost? Maybe it went. Maybe it went.
W8FU. AF8S.
All right. That's weird. I think somebody's got GM Wrestling. Oh, no. No. Wrong band. Just say, who the hell's doing that? Anyhow, my mistake. What's up?
There we go. I had to reboot my node. Don't know why, but it was not connected to Wi-Fi.
I mean, I heard your first comment, but and then you vanished as you rebooted.
Yeah, I walk around the house too much. It's not going to make it into any of the repeaters if I do that. It's just going to, I'm going to fade out and I'm going to fade in and all that stuff.
Well,
I guess
well,
I'm just here. We got
now. Hopefully, I can get my packages dropped off to my wrapper. And I just sent Anthony a message over on Telegram, let him know I'm out and about, in case he and I can somehow connect up and got a radio here he wants. But other than that, just kind of wet and slushy out here, so seem to have traction though, so I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, I went outside and I shoveled a little bit and just cleared some walkways. Tried to use the, the leaf blower. It's a little too wet for the leaf blower. It's like, darn it.
Yeah, this ain't, this isn't going to go too well. It doesn't look like it's accumulating on the concrete at all. So, we're right there on the cusp of, what'll stick on the roads. Oh, man. I'm getting a late start here today.
Well, that's what happens when you have a day off. And I'm not going back until New Year. But, yeah, that was my thought. If I can clear the cement, then, you know, the cement will still be a little bit warm where it'll melt. And if we get a little bit of sun, I don't think we're going to get a little bit of sun, though. And that would kind of, you know, the darker pavement, it will warm. What's WAEAP doing?
Is this supposed to linger? Or is this an all-day thing, or is it going to let up? Because right now it's just wet. So nothing's accumulating, and it's going to get warmer for the next few hours anyhow.
From what I understand, like this is the only day of snow. It's going to get cold tomorrow, so the snow will linger. At least we'll have white Christmas.
Okay, because right now it's spotty. You look out over the grass, and it's... you can see it. You can see there's snow all over it, but it's still a lot of green poking through. At least down here, anyhow. I'm on the freeway, which is just a mess. Thank goodness there's enough precipitation that I don't have to use the wipers incessantly.
last time I was out, my son and I went to Dearborn, and it was just wet, you know, and muddy and ucky, and it was one of them days where you just use a gallon of washer fluid.
Yeah, that reminds me, I need to put, I always put an emergency supply of washer fluid in my car in case.
Not a bad idea. I don't have any here. What the hell is that? Just drove by a little, I don't know if I'd call it an SUV, and all the windows were tinted red.
They're being festive. They could at least, like, red, green, red, green.
I don't think that's what it was. I think that was legitimate, just window tinting. It wasn't the kind of red you associate with Christmas. It's kind of a, looked like the red, like the coating on a candy apple, probably because of the glass.
Yeah, people like their tinted windows. I wouldn't mind doing that to mine, but it's just like, it's a lease car. And I'm sure it'll be fine. You can turn it in and it won't say anything, but I just don't want to take the risk.
Yeah, they say you're supposed to be able to get away with some things. Like, you're supposed to be able to put an antenna on, but I don't ever risk it. I'd get that in writing if I was ever going to poke a hole, but that's a big one, poking a hole for an antenna.
Yeah, I know the wire sticking out is kind of ugly, but I just do mag mount and shorter antenna, and I don't even think about it. I don't have to worry about going through garages or anything like that. I mean, I probably could go through a car wash, but I'm not going to risk that either.
I absolutely detest mag mounts, that cable, and if you're not careful, they scratch up the paint. But I like the Diamond. Diamond's got a K400 chunk lip mount. That thing's nice. I use those a lot. There's other ones that I've used. There's some real stealth lip mounts, and even on hatchbacks, I found what I use, especially like that Diamond one, because it's articulating. You can, whatever edge you can get it on, you can articulate the NMO so that it's horizontal. But that's kind of the way I go whenever I have a leash vehicle. But never mag mounts. Can't stand them.
Well, if you never move them, they won't scratch. That's the way I look at it. And I kind of have to put it in the middle of the roof. I don't know what kind of metal they use in that car, but it seems like it's not conductive.
They use a lot of aluminum, which isn't very good for the mag mounts. Perfectly fine for the antennas, if you can clamp them or drill them. But not good for a mag mount. So I don't know. I don't know what they're using, but I know there's a lot of aluminum.
Yeah, compared to my Traverse, the Trailblazer, the metal on top is very, I feel like it's very thin metal, where the Traverse had a nice beefy top, right? So, and I'll look into that for the next vehicle. I'm gonna make sure that it's got real good ground plane or something. I don't know. I may go the truck route the next one. It really depends on what the lease rates are. I'm going to let the lease rates dictate what my next vehicle is, because I don't want to buy. I don't drive. You know, I mean, I guess I don't drive enough. I could buy, but I just want a short lease and as little, you know, whatever the cheapest is. And value for the money, I guess. Whatever is the best value for the money, that's what I'm going to go with next.
Yeah, I like leasing. In fact, this is the first car I've purchased in a number of years. Because when I bought this one, there were no leases to be had. They just, nobody was leasing. I think they had all just gotten really, really stung by the market. So they were all gun shy. I think they're readjusting, getting back in. But it was the, you know, it seemed weird that nobody was leasing when you couldn't get any vehicles. You could get a vehicle and you could, you know, you'd be dropping it back into the pool for them to have to sell. Seems like that would be a benefit. But I don't know, I couldn't find a car, let alone the lease. So I ended up buying this thing. But I got really, really good money from my trade-in, or my, not trade-in, the sale of my other car. So not a big deal. And I went and got the 7 years, 70,000 on this thing. And so I don't know, we'll just keep it. It's a perfectly fine grocery getter. Then when I retire, maybe I'll get something a little bit more, you know, like a truck or something more comfortable. I don't know. We'll find out when that time comes. I'll tell you what, this, though, with the 2-inch trailer hitch and that trailer I bought, I don't want for a truck for any utility reason at all. In fact, I think this thing with the trailer is sometimes a little, you know, obviously sometimes a little less convenient because it's not there with you all the time. I think it's far more capable. But that's just speaking to the utility of the truck.
Yeah, the only thing I'd probably ever use a trailer hitch mount for, a vehicle that has a trailer hitch mount thingy, is either putting an antenna back there or, you know, like an HF antenna, so if you're doing POTA or for bikes, you know, or a nice bike rack. But I figure, you know, if you get a pickup truck, you could just put the stupid bike in the bed. You don't need the trailer hitch. So I don't know. We'll see. I do like the idea that I can park in my garage, though. So I like kind of the smaller vehicle just because it fits in the garage and you got space in the front and the back. And so we're able to put two cars in our garage that way pretty comfortably. I move my car closer to the wall and then it gives my wife some space. You know, parking in the garage is mostly a convenience for my wife. I don't have problems parking outside. I mean, even if it's snowing and it's covered with snow, I don't care. I don't drive that much, but it's mostly for my wife so she can go in the nice warm garage, close the door, and get all of her stuff out.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, and it's a lot less wear and tear on the vehicle, you know, being in the garage, at least sheltering it a little bit from stuff, but, and if, you know, since it's an attached garage, it's probably going to keep it above freezing most of the time. So that's, you know, just better. No, that's all good. But yeah, nice being able to get in and out, load things up, unload things without getting wet or having to brush a bunch of snow or defrost your windows. Oh, that's the best part if you're driving a lot. But, yeah, I'd like a truck, but like 90% of truck owners, I don't need a truck. I still like one, but, and you're right, yeah, you can throw the bikes in the back of the truck, and you know, you have those few things that's really convenient for, you know, you gotta go pick up a refrigerator, you know, or you gotta haul some stuff home from that's real convenient when it's convenient, but then when it's not, you're just hauling all that around for nothing. So, at dead space, not usable. So, this thing's fine. I still might get a, you know, when I'm no longer working and I don't have a company vehicle,
I got to get my own secondary fault. Then I might investigate getting a truck, but who knows? Hard to say. I've gotten quite accustomed to this trailer thingy. All right, I got to pay attention here. I'm getting not terribly far, and I can't remember exactly where I have to go, so I got to pay attention to the Google Maps.
Alrighty, all interest rates have been lowered. Of course, I just got my mortgage, so yay. But hopefully in a year, I'll probably end up refinancing. Hopefully, I'd love to have a 4% mortgage, but I don't think it's going to get that low. But you never know. All right, enjoy. I'll be monitoring KFA Den.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where they go. So a lot of things, inflation, interest rates, they're all tied together in ways that I don't pretend to understand, only surface. I have Dunning-Kruger level of expertise on it. As to say, I don't even know what I don't know. All right, catch ya. I'm getting closer. W8FU. Okay. Step one.
Got all your presents wrapped?
No, I dropped them off. And they're real nice. Yeah, but for a little while. Today or tomorrow, whatever. So, yeah, take your time. I'll get them. Maybe I'll pick them up on Saturday. So, it's a really, really bang up job. Choices if I want to eat here, but maybe I want to grab something and come home. Or what if Anthony's out here? I could meet Anthony. Nope, he's at the cemetery, so that ain't going to work.
Let's see, yeah, there's lots of stuff over there. Every time I go to Meijer over there, they have that Texas Roadhouse or whatever across the way, and it's always like spewing steak smell. Like, nope, not going there. There's an Olive Garden there, too. But, I don't know, is that Chick-fil-A open? Not that I'm a fan of that. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had their stuff to say if they're good or not.
I felt that the ones in Texas were a lot better than the one here. A lot better. The one here was very unimpressive, nothing I got there. I've been there twice, and both times it was, like, pretty mediocre. Now, I don't know what the difference is, but the ones in Texas are just next level. Maybe they just got to, you know, get established and all that. But even the ones in Texas, even though they're better, I never felt that they were any great shake, you know. I mean, it's okay, but it's nothing special. But I hear they have a top-rated breakfast sandwich, which I never went there for that, so I'm tempted to go there for that.
Well, you only live once. gotta try all the things. But, yeah, I just hear that they're cooked in peanut oil and stuff, and Well, things are bigger in Texas, so things are always going to be better. I've never been to Texas, but I'm sure the first time I go there, I will be amazed. I heard the Mexican food, or the Tex-Mex, I guess, is better down there, too.
I just switched back to the 2.6 and helped the power up, so let me know if it's a problem. But there's an Olga's here. I do like the Olga's.
Are you headed up to Richmond, or you're just in that area because that's where the Christmas wrapper is?
No, I ran up here just to drop off my gifts to get wrapped. And now it's get something to eat and head home. That's all there is to it. So I just turned south on Gratiot at 23.
I wanted to take care of a few things. Be back later in monitoring KS-ADA.
Okay, I'm looking for a little cut to get me over to BJ's here. I think it's coming up right here. It's light. Go fill up. It's probably the worst noon. Probably the worst possible time I could have picked. Could have went on my way out. Would have been a lot smarter. Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see how much I got to pay for this. Catch you in a bit. W8X. Crazy.
What be that? N-A-K-B-B.
Oh, I'm over here at the BJ's at Hall and 94. Figured I'd get gas. I thought it might be bad. Oh my God. That's not the word for it.
I take it there's a lot of people there.
Well, there's the usually, you know, there's the usual 4, 5, 6 beep at each pump. And then just to get into, you know, that queue, there's a line that comes out and wraps all the way into the parking lot. So you got like about a 20-car queue just to get into whatever, you know, lane of 5 or 6 cars you want to get in. It's just craziness. And that's on both sides.
How much is gas? $1 a gallon or something? I mean, the place is busy, but it's usually not that busy.
I saw $2.57 on the board. I don't know that that's anything special. No, I'll just go home and then maybe I'll get up. Wait, today's Friday, isn't it? Son of a bitch. Yeah, see, I've missed the opportunity. Should have went yesterday morning. I don't know. I'll just wait till later in the afternoon. It's usually a lot quieter down by the one by me.
Very good. You alone or are you with somebody? Grab a bike to eat. St. Clair Shore is heading north, northwest, I guess, or northeast.
Yeah, I'm just heading home. I was going to get something to eat. Let's see, where are you at in Shores?
11 and something Mac. Left the eye doctor. 11 and Little Mac.
Okay, well, there's a really good place at 9 and Mac, or 9 and Harper, but that's backtracking you. Then there's a pretty cool place on Grosbeck, but that pulls you off. I'm trying to think of something that's, I'm going to be getting on the freeway here in a second, heading south. Can't think of anything in particular.
I'm not very familiar with this. Wasn't there a place like downtown St. Clair Shores that was pretty good right there by, the Ford dealer. Oh, what the heck was it?
I forget the name of it, but it was like right in town.
By in town, you mean that little stretch there at 9 Mile and Little Mac? You're north of that. But if you want to come down to 9 Mile, there's a place called Charlie's on Harper. Excellent.
I'll meet you there. That's not a big yank for me because I'm really not doing much of anything today. My eyes are kind of dilated from the eye doctor because they love dilating your eyes nowadays. So it's called Charlie's. I'll meet you there.
All right. I am at 59, though, so it's going to take me a few to get down there. But I'm hopping on the freeway right now, so it shouldn't be terribly long. Yeah, it's on Harper, south of 9 on the west side. It's right by, there's a place called Gilbert's Lounge right there as well. Anyhow, I'll see you there shortly.
Very good. If anybody else is in the ham community on this little frequency want to meet us there, I believe that would be welcome if you're good with that.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay, broadcast message. If anybody's near Charlie, we're going to be there in about 15 minutes.
I, a while back, stopped caring about that stuff. All right, anyhow, not that I ever really did, which was, I guess, my fault. I guess in this day and age, you got to... Well, never mind. All right, I'll see you there in a bit. I digress.
Okay, I can tell you about all my new 900 discoveries. I've learned a lot. I was on that 555 talk group last night. Very knowledgeable group down there. And just southwest of Atlanta. Big mesh of 900 quantars. And they're very knowledgeable. And I think I left you a text or something and told you that... those surplus radios are worthless for my / our experiment.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's always been the case. I thought maybe there was some new development because I haven't given a crap about it. But no, we went through this five, six years ago. We were... let down by that, but I thought, well, maybe there's been some new development. Who knows? But that's pretty much exactly what we found.
Yeah, well, I got all excited about it because it'll actually let you do it, I mean, changing some of the hex files in the software would actually let you do it. But the problem is even though you're there, it doesn't go anywhere. So you have to have ones that were originally designed in the 900 area, and those are crazy money. I mean, those aren't even, reasonable on the used market, like I was saying. So I thought to myself, well, that's kind of a sticky mess, but nonetheless, it was worth a college try, and I learned quite a bit. So that's the biggest part about this hobby and interest is learning.
Well, and that's why bands like 220 and 902 will never really, ever really be a big deal because there's just, all the bands that are had a commercial counterpart, so there was a lot of commercial gear to get retired out, surplus out, and there was no such thing. We cried like little babies when UPS took 220. It was the best thing that ever could have happened. Too bad it didn't work. Because if UPS would have successfully had that, there'd been all sorts of gear getting surplus out on a regular basis, and we'd have been able to really make something of what was left of 220 for us, But instead, they got out of it. Now we all sit around, does anybody make a 220 radio? And then people, why didn't they put 220 in this radio or that radio? Because it doesn't exist anywhere else. Nobody wants it except for a bunch of people here. It's just, The regular universal ham bands for the world are 6,
402, 432, and then 1296. 902 and 220, I have no interest in that internationally. So somebody would have to step up and make one that realized that would be U.S. market only. Nobody's, nowadays with things being broadbanded, you're seeing a few radios that can do it. You know, and that's just, that's more about the junk that they're putting out in these both angles. Hell, I put out all over the place. What's the difference if I'll just make one of my spurs up in 220 actually work?
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing, too, I was reading about that, too. It just back, like, in August, there's a whole bunch of YouTube videos, and there's some commercial entity that's, I don't know, was they challenging or requesting or doing something with the FCC to acquire that. Because they said nobody's using it anyways, and if there's no easy radio jump to it, you know, I mean, it's too bad what they've done to all the retired out XPS or XTS radios. It's too bad that what they've done to those, you know, because if that would have been the case, that band would have had a life, and it would have had a fun life, you know, but, you know, when that can't happen, okay, then we're done. So, but yeah, it's the same story. It just got recycled, you know. It just, okay, yeah, it does it, but yippee, it doesn't even talk 5 feet. So bandpass filters are pretty good, and I imagine that, you know, nobody's developed that filter or how to undo that filter relatively inexpensively, because I'm sure there would have been some genius out there that would have figured that out by now. So I guess that's probably buried pretty deep into the radio.
Well, this entity that's interested in the band, if they get it all, that doesn't help us. But if they do something like they did with 220 where they split it, then welcome it, you know. You know, the 902 band was being used for commercial trunking. We had a system here. I think MDOT was the only one. Pretty sure it was MDOT. They had 900 trunking system, and not terribly long ago, you know, when all that equipment got surplused out, that was a bunch of P25 900 Quantars, a bunch of XPS and XBL radios, some other various radios, and that was, you know, there were some good times for a short time. And I think most of that stuff you see at Central Michigan, that 900 stuff, was all windfall from that MDOT when they shut down all that. But so, you know, there's a good example of where having a commercial counterpart in the band, you know, is what's gonna lend itself. But that doesn't exist anymore, so what are you going to do? All right, it says I am 7 minutes out. I am coming up here on 696, so not far.
Yeah, I think I way overshot it talking. I'm at Eaton Harper, so I got to do a loop.
You got to do a hoopie. All right, well, we'll be close then. Man, I don't know what's going on with my radio this morning, but it's been, the squelch has been breaking all morning with that annoying super low RF. It's like something really giving it poop today. I normally see it on Phil's machine, 2.5, when I'm out that way, but I'm seeing a lot of it on 2.6 here today.
I tried hitting it a couple times with that P25 radio, and I didn't get any reaction, and I didn't hear anything. I'm wondering if that was me messing it up, or is it still doing it?
Oh, this is just some sort of noise floor thing on air. This isn't a signal from the repeater on the repeater or whatnot. It's just my squelch just keeps opening for some reason. So, anyhow, just annoying. Of course, normally I'm locked up in PL, so I'm going to do that. That'll get rid of it.
Yeah, I think I'm on the right thing. You said this was Harper and 9, right?
where are you at right now?
My menu said, I think, and something had dropped, because when I hit my menu, it kills my audio.
Harper between 8 and 9, almost on 9. Well, if you're almost at 9 and you're northbound, you need to turn around, go back, and before you get to the next traffic light, it's right there at that traffic light on the northwest corner. It should be right next to you there. It's on the right-hand side. Right next door to Gilbert's, you'll see Gilbert's bar, and it's attached right next to that. W8RCY, we're clear.
California.
California has a traffic light. That's where it should be.
That's where I'm at. Thank you.
It's a freeway, so I'll be turning on Harper here in a second. I'll be there in a couple of minutes.
In the parking lot, November 8th, Kilo, Papa, Papa.
W8RCY, clear.
Thanks for the help, then. It's my hometown. It's the least I can do.
Oh, my God, this noise in my receiver is just killing me. Can't figure out how to lock it up in PL right now. All right, I'll be there in a second. W8FU. Aha. It was easy to set. I just needed to get stopped at a light. I see why you got boogered up. You saw Wally's frozen custard and got all excited. Mind.
About what?
I don't know. Something. Nah, Bomberitos. I was going to go to the bakery, get some cannolis. I changed my mind.
All right. I'll get my water and fill beer back. Stay up.
W8HBX. NAKPP, W8FU.
W8FU, KFAKTE, go ahead.
Oh yeah, 219 a gallon. NAKPP from W8FU.
NAKPP, I must have left on.
You must have got on the phone after you left the restaurant. You were gone.
I was. I couldn't get off the phone. Bunch of work things. What's up?
Well, I was going to say just give it a try. I'll back monitor here, see if I hear it, but you probably have gotten out of range now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm on Hall Road. I'm heading towards the Apple Store, so that's what I'm doing. I should be able to hit the Warren repeater from the Apple Store in the HD, right? Hayes, basically.
Oh, yeah, you will. Okay, I'll tell you what. I don't know how long until you're there. I got to run home real quick. I'll throw the radio on. I'll have it on there waiting. I'll let you know when I get out of the car here. Then it'll be 30 seconds later, I'll have it on.
Yeah, that'll work out good. That way we could, we could chat back on this and see what happens. So, yeah, I am probably 5-10 minutes out from there. I'm Paul Road in front of Parkway Chrysler right now. So, one of those last-minute Christmas shoppers I am. All right, chat a bit. N-A-K-P-P.
All righty, yeah, I just got a call from my daughter. Apparently they, I didn't mention it, but they got T-boned on the freeway. Somebody lost control, and, well, actually they were trying to pass on a shoulder, and they got clipped by a semi, and then and they ended up going sideways right into the side of their van. It was my my son-in-law was in the car with their dog, and everybody was fine, but the vehicle was totaled. But I just got a call. This was a few weeks back. I just got a call just before Thanksgiving, in fact. But I just got a call from them. They said they found another vehicle, but they got to run and get it now. Can I go pick up my granddaughter from school? So it's like, hell yeah, granddad to the rescue. I can always do that.
Oh, yeah, that is. I love doing that. So, yeah, as I told you, call me on any time. I will go get the grandkid. It doesn't bother me a bit. I really like it when you show up at the school and all of the guardians and teachers all know who you are. You know, I think that's really great. So, and here I go again on the phone. All right, I'll be back. NAKPP.
Mike, yeah, I'm just pulling up at home. I'll be out for a couple of minutes, but then I'll be on. W8FU.
Hey, KPP, you around?
NAKPP from W8FU.
Yeah, I can't get it to work, Sean.
Well, that's why I called you. I couldn't either, so there's something going on. I don't know what. Can't speak to Richmond, but for some reason I can't get Warren to come up either. Now, I did put a new repeater in there since last I tried it. And I looked at the programming very quickly, but, you know, I got to get out the door to get my granddaughter. But the programming looks okay to me. I have one additional entry in the wild card table, and I think I did that to, I know why I did that, and I'm going to have to think long and hard about if that somehow compromises my wild card tables. But, so, yeah, there's definitely something going on, at least at Warren. Now, the Richmond should work, but I'm nowhere near it. I can't hit it. Just noise on that last one.
Okay, sorry about that. I had to walk into it. You should be back.
Yeah, you're pretty light into the repeater, but anyhow, you heard what I said, though. There's something wrong.
Well, then I'll move my attention to the repeater when I get to the repeater. I'm allergic right now. I'm going to get it out of stores. That's probably why I'm pretty light.
Okay, well, I don't know if you have the UMP programmed in that thing. Probably should. So, that'd be the Mount Clemens, that'd be the place to be. All right, I'll let you get to whatever it is you're getting to.
Okay, very good. We'll chat in a little bit. Good luck to the granddaughter. We'll chat later.
W8FU.
KPP, because...
EAP.
Are you leaving work now? KEA, TFM.
Yep. Gotta hit the bank. Do some banking before they close. So, yeah. And work sucked anyhow, so it's kind of good.
Yeah, I just finished my last meeting. I'm almost by your place. I'm on West Utica right now.
Very good. Yeah, going to Rochester. I used to go to 16 and DeQuinder, then they moved it to Pinkin Road in Rochester, then they moved it to Auburn in Rochester. They're closing banks down and moving them around.
It's been forever since I've been in the bank. And I love mobile check deposits. I don't even go to a place anymore. It's awesome.
I only go to the bank once a year. It's to do some stuff that you can't do over the phone. Other than that, before that, I didn't go to the bank for years and years and years. But it's not too bad. You only got to go there like once a year.
Putting some Baofangs in the safe deposit box?
Yeah, I'm getting that UV-25 gold-plated, put it in my safe deposit box. Once a year, I get a radio and gold-plate it. No. That's funny. But I may buy one now. I mean, I'll be bombarded with Amazon gift cards. So I'll probably end up buying one of those things. They're on sale for, like, $48 now. Like a coupon. So like $56 with a 15% coupon or something.
Yeah, somebody needs to like come out with something really cool and different that like we have to have. I feel like right now the whole industry's kind of stagnant. Like all the stuff's been developed and now they're just building it and you buy it. Like there's nothing really new or cool. I'm kind of waiting for something. There's, like, nothing out there that I want or have to have. Like, the stuff I have works good enough, and there's just nothing interesting yet in the market.
Well, Bluetooth programming is the new thing, I guess. There's a few radios that have it, but to me it's kind of useless as I just program my radio and chirp, and if I have to program in one frequency, it's easier to do it on a keyboard than to get your phone out and connect it to Bluetooth. Type it in the phone and then upload it to the radio. I don't see myself in a situation where I'm going to have to load, you know, tons of frequencies in, you know, out on the road somewhere.
No, I agree. It's a novelty. The cable's fine. It works. It does what it needs to do. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. I think tomorrow morning I gotta meet someone in the morning, so I'm gonna try to go to Wetzel and do the early shift. I'll do that tomorrow. So I'll do a little bit on the radio tomorrow. And then I got a hockey game. Davian has a hockey game both Saturday and Sunday, like at noon, so. And then after that, then I call it officially the holiday break, because all the responsibility stuff is finished.
Yeah, I get all my shopping done except for one thing, which is something pretty simple. So, cool. I don't know. It's the last few years. Blah. My humbug.
Yeah. I gotta actually start wrapping the kids' gifts and that. We got that stuff all done. I got Kathy done finally, so I had to just pick something up for my parents, and then I'll be all set. I'll take care of everything. But I'm lazy around Christmas. I'm a gift card guy. I don't put a lot of effort into any of it. So yeah. So at least I got the kids done. Everything's finished there. But wrapping the gifts, we always put it off to the last minute. So I'm going to try to get a jump start on that this weekend.
We ought to just do a thing where everybody takes all the money they were going to spend on Christmas gifts and just put it in their Amazon account.
I like it. I mean, I'd say most of my gift cards are going to be Amazon gift cards anyhow.
Yeah, the people who give me gift cards, they know me pretty well, so I wind up with a bunch of Bass Pro Shop gift cards, so usually the boys and I, after Christmas, we'll go and do shopping there and get fishing gear or something, so. How you doing, Sean? KDA, TFM.
Not too bad, just on my way to pick up my granddaughter from school. Mom had to run out. They got their car totaled. Everybody's fine, but their main car was totaled. Some idiot. And they found one, and they had to bug out. So they're like, can you pick up the daughter, the granddaughter? And like, yeah. So I'm on my way to do that. Gonna just try to find myself a cappuccino or something while I wait. Other than that, nothing much going on here. The gifts have all been purchased. They're off to my wrapping gal. She's taking care of that. And I got nothing left to do but show up and enjoy the holidays with the in-laws. And the rest of my obligations are already over pretty much. Except for the fun ones like this. Go ahead, Eric.
All right. Let me ask you something. Have you contacted Amazon yet about the battery situation?
Well, I went to the link, and there's a form. You got to answer a gazillion questions and take a bunch of pictures, and they're real particular about how the pictures got to be and all that, and I did everything. The only thing I didn't do is I didn't take a picture of the cut cord. I took a picture of that picture I put in the Slack. I posted that where they wanted a picture of the cut cord. So we'll see if they deny me based on that.
Yeah, if I have a cord, it would be in the box, but I can't find the box. But I do have a bag full of miscellaneous USB-C cords, as every one of my 30 radios came with one. And I just have I guess I could just cut, you know, a miscellaneous cord, but I don't know how much I paid for that. Maybe $17 or something. You know, to go through. But, Kavian, did you buy one of those batteries with a recall?
I'm not sure what you were talking about. That was probably the Telegram stuff I didn't get updated on yet. What's going on?
Hi, John.
Yeah, those battery packs we bought, I think they're like 10,000 milliamp hour in that vicinity, give or take. There's a recall because they can blow up or something. So you don't have to return it. So I'll probably go ahead and fill out the form and see if I get my $15 back or whatever it was. I'll probably still use the dang thing. Shame on me. Yeah, I left mine up north, actually, so hopefully the cabin is still there the next time we go up. Nah, I didn't see that, but yeah, for kind of $15, I'm too lazy to do the paperwork.
Well, if you go to that website, Sean, did you notice all the other recalls? They had some, like, battery-powered drills and, like, tools and stuff, and just a bunch of weird stuff. I forgot what the other thing was, like some kind of toy or something. There's like three or four other things that are being recalled.
No, I didn't pay much. Never mind. I just went there and I'm ready to give up. Then I. Anyhow, I got to figure out where to park here. The parking's always a problem. This is right downtown district. They're her elementary school, so I either have to park in the school lot, or I have to go find a place to park on the street. And I kind of want to get a coffee first, because she didn't get out for another 25 minutes. Catch you guys. W8FU.
All right, Sean, catch you. Yep, excuse me. I'm like you, Davey, and I don't know if it's worth it for $15. Maybe if I just call there and complain, they'll deduct it. I don't know. I don't know who's issuing the refund. Is some third party, you know, to wait like 6 months, you know, like sending in cereal box tops when you're a kid, like 6 to 8 weeks for delivery, or is it going to be like an instant credit to your Amazon account?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this, that little battery pack worked out pretty good, actually. I used it when I was out in the woods for my all-day sit. It powered up the cell phone and my hand warmers perfectly, and it lasted the whole day hunting. So, yeah, it worked pretty good. At least did what it needed to. But, yeah, I guess you don't think about that stuff when you leave it up at the cabin just sitting there. So hopefully it's okay. Otherwise, I'll get a new cabin.
I'm thinking people, like, had them hooked up to crappy battery chargers, you know. It didn't come with a charger. It came with a cord, apparently. So there was nearly 500,000, like 489,000 of these batteries were sold. They had 44 instances. But who's to say that they just left them plugged in? Some people leave stuff plugged in for weeks at a time, or, you know, or had, you know, a really bad defective charger. But I monitor mine, and that's the best battery I have right now, and it doesn't get warm at all when you charge it. It's my best battery.
Yeah, I think the problem with that cheap stuff is they're just using really poorly designed electronics. Because I noticed on, I bought like this little spot welder for making thermocouples, and it had a warning label on the product that said, do not use a USB charger that supplies more than 2 amps of current. Like, that's a bad design. You don't design it so you have to rely on a person using the correct USB charger. You design it to work with all of them. And that's the problem. It's just very cheap, thrown together, and I think that's what the issue is. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'll probably be back on the radio in a little bit. I'm going to go downstairs, and I'll probably be playing with FD8 or something here. So I'll probably be back on the radio later. But, yeah, we will talk to you. This is KE8TFM. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Davian. Yeah, I allowed myself way more time than I needed. I mean, traffic is very light today on Mound. I think a lot of people are already off work. And plus, I'm going northbound. So, yeah, it only took me like 18 minutes to get. I'm almost here, and it's only been like 18 minutes. And that's from, you know, where I work. So, yeah, I counted for about 45 minutes to get here. That's only going to take me like 20. All right, catch you later. W8EAP.
Yeah, the traffic was light. Back and forth from Farmington Hills and that. There's no traffic at all. Everybody's already done working. All right, take it easy, buddy. KE8, TFM, clear.
NAPP.
NADDF.
Physical labor is not fun. WAFU.
I heard Sean was a dart player.
Yes, this is true. Is that true? Is one of the lottos up to $862 million?
I have no idea about that, but do you watch the World Darts Championships on the PDC thing, the PDC app?
No, I wouldn't say I watch it, but I've watched it in the past. I don't generally know when it's happening. So, you know, I don't, you know, if I'm aware that it's going on, I'll generally try to find it and tune it in, but I never get word of it. You know, I'm not, I mean, I really should. I'm a member at Darts Connect. I think they do mention that stuff, but I don't check that except for league play. So maybe if I was tuned into that a little bit more. I don't know, I just don't get the notifications that it's going on. I should probably pay attention to that more and update the Detroit Open Dart League webpage with that information. So, it wouldn't be a bad idea. I'm just a really bad web administrator.
Well, it's hard to watch here because you basically need a PDC subscription to be able to watch it. But it's going on right now, World Dart Championships. this time every year. Last year, I was at the darts. We went to the UK. He went to the UK with my family. And I made it a point to go to the darts. It was awesome. Loved it.
Yeah, those guys are really next level. I've only known a few people that shot even anywhere in the, you know, that could even get in the same room as some of those guys. But they could. They were pretty damn good. One in particular, famous guy from around here. Some of the guys that come over from Canada for the money leagues, they were pretty good. And a couple of select guys over here. And I play mostly on, you know, beer leagues, we don't really have beer leagues, but trophy leagues, banquet, you know. So the money leagues are where it's at. And everything's getting soft-tipped now, which I just never, I probably could count on one hand the number of games of soft-tipped I've played. But that seems to be where a lot of the action's going for the money shooters.
Oh, no soft-tip. Yeah, I'm a darts player. I play where I can, but, you know, up here in mid-Michigan, there's not a whole lot. I go to double in, double out in Owosso. I've done fairly well there a handful of times. But, yeah, it's tough to find places to play around here.
Yep, that's a thing. It's not bad around here. We have a few still tip leagues, several. We've got on Friday nights, we've got the Detroit Open Dart League, which is, I think that claims to be the longest continuously running dart league in Detroit. It mostly was run out of Commonwealth clubs, it was run out of like the Commonwealth Club, which is an English club, you know, and then it was the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, the White Heather, which was a Scottish club. It was run out of places like that, and as those places started disappearing and going away, sadly, we started opening up to like some VFWs and American Legion, stuff like that. Now we even have a few bars that have snuck in and stuff, but whatever, as long as they have the proper setup for the steel tip and all that. Some of them you actually have to move the electric, the soft tip boards out of the way, but mostly it's clubs, that have it used to be clubs that have a British bent, Canadian, things like that. Then there's a Wednesday league here called META, Metro East, and then there's North Oakland Darts, NOTA, I think, and that one would be the closest one to you, but that's not real close. But that's the three I know of. There's another one out on the east, on the west side, runs up and down Telegraph on the west side of Detroit. That's a money league, I'm told, and gets a lot of big shooters in, but I don't participate in that one, just because of the drive, if nothing else. But there's just plenty of places to shoot your steel tips here if you need to, if you got a hankering.
Oh, I've always got a hankering. I love playing darts. I just can't seem to find many places around here to play. There's a few leagues around in Saginaw and whatnot, but they play in these really weird places and at odd times, and they're really kind of, I don't know. I can't seem to find them when they, I don't know where they're advertising, like how to join the league. I don't know where their league is on or, I don't know how to contact anybody about them. I just run into them at certain bars where I know steel tips are played at times, and I'll go there and, strike up a few matches with some people at times, but yeah, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough around here, and it's even tougher in the Upper Peninsula where I'm wanting to move. Man, I'm gonna have to start my own stuff up there.
Yeah, if you can find, if you can get the local bar to hang a bristle board up for you, that's about probably as good as it's going to get. And you just have to make your own in-house league or something. There's nothing wrong with that. You just have to find enough people interested. I usually, the leagues I generally play in, they have, you know, a mixture of, you know, total noobs, beginners, you know, that shoot, you know, pretty poorly. And they have a ball. They love it. Because we have leagues, you know, or the divisions. And so, you know, if you try to keep those teams that, you know, with people, you know, that are weaker shooters, you know, they have fun. You know, nobody wants to go get their, you know, ass handed to them, you know, night in, night out. So what the hell is going on there? Bunch of fire apparatus in front of the Beaumont Urgent Care. And it's actually got a pumper. That's weird. Anyhow, but so and then they got, you know, they got a middle division, which I generally find myself kind of at the top of the middle division. I'm better than most, but I'm by no means great. You know, I'm like, you know, most people I meet I'll shoot better than, but I am not good. I know what good is, and it ain't me. I just do it enough, I think, to be better than a lot of people. But that ain't good, and not compared to the guys that shoot in the league. You know, the first division in mine. I've shot first division some years ago, about 10 years back. I was pretty consistently first division. Not the best by any stretch. I was, you know, but I could hold my own up there under most, you know, under circumstances. You know, I never really was that top shooter guy, and certainly never. Never a guy that was good enough to go on a PGC or anything like that. I just, you know, state championships or anything like that. I could have at my best. I could have, you know, duffed my way through and got knocked out and, you know, maybe on a really good, if I had a really good run, I could, you know, maybe make it to, you know, quarterfinals or something like that. Maybe. That's a big maybe. I doubt that. I don't know. So I was not that good. But we have a lot of fun because, you know, we got you know, place for everybody. And then usually the upper division, that there are some pretty good guys there, some money shooters and guys that play most every night and stuff like that. And, you know, as long as you don't get anybody thrown into the wrong division where they, you know, don't have a really good time or no challenge, then it's all good. But anyhow, I can talk darts all night. I'm just coming down my street. I've got some food for Mama and I. So I'm going to get inside while it's hot.
Yeah, being the darts inclusive for everybody, I love watching the beginners and teaching them and helping them. But, yep, I can talk darts too for a long time. But enjoy your night and your food. KF80 Web.
All right, man. Catch you in a bit. I'm going to go inside and get settled in. It's my tacos. This place my wife loves. I gave her a choice of her favorite Italian or her favorite Mexican, and she picked the Mexican. So, puffy tacos it is. Catch you later, W8FU.
KF8CWF monitoring.
KF80 Whale.
WECPT.